The good news right now is that the worst of the wind is over. It is still brisk, but I'm not concerned about damaging wind moving into tonight. The wind was damaging earlier. The peak wind gusts were in the range of 50 to 60 miles per hour, so it's not a surprise that there was tree damage and power outage problems. Today felt like a day out of the middle of winter. Even without the wind, temperatures were cold, and with the wind factored in, it felt much colder. Odds are pretty good that this will be the coldest day out of the next few, and maybe even the coldest day until next fall. We'll see how that plays out. And there is a warm-up in sight for tomorrow. Temperatures should make a run at 40 degrees in many areas, and because of the cold weather today, that change will be noticeable. But then there is some cooler weather ahead Thursday and Friday. I'm targeting highs only in the 20s and 30s those days, so there's still some winter-like cold ahead, and I'm not seeing any significant warm-ups in sight. Often this time of year, it seems that we see glimmers of spring and then reminders that it is still winter. Temperatures tonight will be chilly, but not as cold as last night. I expect most areas will end up in the teens to around 20. The wind will ease up, so the wind will finally give us a break tonight. Clouds will increase as a warm front draws closer. There's the chance for a few snow showers across most of the area. Many spots will stay dry, and there's likely to be a round of light snow in northern areas that will leave some slippery spots on the roads overnight into tomorrow. And with that warm front passing through, temperatures tomorrow will be close to 40. It'll be breezy, but not as windy as today. There's that chance for some scattered snow showers across the north. Most areas will be dry all day long. And then a cold front comes back through late Wednesday night into Thursday, and that will cool things down again. I expect highs on Thursday in the 20s and 30s, and it is going to be breezy, so that will make it feel chilly, and the cold weather will continue on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with light snow likely, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and not as cold, with highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and not as cold, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing snow shower, lows in the teens to low 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and not as cold, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing snow shower, lows in the teens to around 20, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and not as cold, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and colder, highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Friday, mostly sunny and cold, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.